It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Final hour of Felger and Mass on a re-entry Monday, 5:03 in the evening. Again, we've been mostly sports today, as we predicted, as we usually are on this program. That is not to diminish the importance of what's going on in our world, or to say that what we're talking about is more important than what's going on in our world. It's categorically not. Or to say that others shouldn't be talking about it, they categorically should. It's just a simple programming choice that we make. As I like to say, if you turn on KLB, our country music station here at Beasley Media Group, you'll hear some awful Blake Shelton song because they play country music. And if you turn on ROR, you're going to hear what, Murray? I always say Foghat.
Mississippi Queen or something like that. Yeah.
You're going to hear some
Pour some sugar on me.
Some bad foreigner music some kind. If you turn on us, you're going to hear sports, and that's just what we choose to do. And so that's mostly what we've been today. We will reset some of our thoughts on the events of the weekend because we did have some. But we did start off the show talking about, while our streets burn, unfortunately, we're kind of hoping that the streets of Major League Baseball burn, that the apocalypse that's, unfortunately engulfing us as a society would actually happen to baseball, and that thing would implode because that's a sport that needs it. If they don't come back, I want the whole thing to just feed on itself and come back a totally different, total different reset. So we started off on Major League Baseball and the player's proposal to the owners, which came, I guess, in the last 24 hours, and that leads to Maz's Rodenheiser take.
Yep, hot takes brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. Visit Rodenheiser.com to learn more. And Mike, just going back to the beginning of this whole process between owners and players, the owners threatened a 50-50 revenue split, which sent the players into orbit. But then when they actually made their offer, it was worse. It was worse. And I feel like the players are now basically doing the same things back to the owners. The owners made the offer to the players and then asked for enormous, enormous pay cuts on the part of the players. You know what the players said? Well, no, not only do we still want a prorated portion of our pay based on the number of games we play, but we want to play more games than we did before. They're asking for more. Now, look, they did agree, at least in some way, shape, or form, to defer some of their salaries if the postseason is wiped out because of a recurrence of the coronavirus. But I think that ultimately, this was the players giving the finger right back to the owners, saying, oh, that's how you're going to play? Well, fine. Then you know what? We actually want to play 114 games instead of 82, which means that you're going to have to pay us what amounts to another 35-40% on top of what you were going to pay us. So go pound sand.
So what you're saying is this was not a move towards the owners. It was a move away from the owner's position.
Correct. Yep, I think it was. I think it was widening it, and they have a serious crisis there now.
Okay, and we talked about before some of the reaction of the baseball community. It's strong, Guys who love the game, huge supporters of the game, national reporters like Jason Stark and Buster Olney.
Gatekeepers, really.
Really the gatekeepers of the game. Buster Olney saying, right, here we are in a countdown to utter disaster for Major League Baseball. And again, this is sort of, mimics what's going on in the world. Sources of moderation on both sides are having difficulty identifying the path through which the parties will leave their respective bunkers to reach the agreement the industry must have. And if that doesn't happen, Lester only writes, if they can't agree on a deal to play in 2020, baseball will become a loathed presence on North America's sporting landscape. For Buster Olney to say baseball will be loathed. A little piece of him dies when he writes that, Mass, probably, given how much he cares about the game.
Oh, definitely. Look, again, you guys said it. These guys are the hardcore, longtime baseball writers. And I don't, you know, I'm not mocking them when I say that. They're romantics. These guys are romantics about the game. They love baseball more than anything in the world, with the possible exception of their own families. Like, I don't want to go too far. And if they can recognize where this thing is, then and where the game is overall, because typically I think they see the good in the game and everything that they can. But at this stage, it's hard to look at baseball and have some level of optimism because everyone understands where they are.
Okay, back to your phones on everything. Again, 617-779-0985. Max in the truck on the J.R. Smith story. Hi, Max.
Hey, what's up, guys? So if somebody smashes out my window, you bet your ass I'm running down the street and doing something. I saw that video. That was definitely my highlight of the weekend, is seeing that video. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Okay, babe. Glad you voiced your support for running down the street and beating someone's ass because he broke your window. That doesn't rise to the level for me. I think Maz hit on it. My family's threatened. Fine. Other than that, you know, go ahead, break the window. What insurance pays for it. All that auto glass is covered, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, totally. And look, and again, you know, just because this point should be amplified, what J.R. Smith did was not right. Well, like, let's not, you know, just because the guy who busted his windshield had it coming to him doesn't mean that what Smith did is right. In fact, Smith is probably lucky that he didn't hurt the guy, because if he did, he would be subject to either some sort of suit, potentially, or a prosecution. I mean, at the end of the day, he was really putting himself in harm's way.
Yeah. If anything, he did kind of show some restraint.
Meaning?
He probably could have done worse damage, like Maz was alluding to.
So, well, he had a couple of people that yeah, ran over and pulled him away too, Murray, right? So that probably helped.
Yeah, I'm not ragging on J.R. Smith. Like, I mean, people are wired differently. But, you know, it's really the thing that you talked about, Maz. In these times, you know, some dangerous stuff going on the streets.
Totally.
You know, chase a guy down the street and just court a little more danger because you got to get your window fixed? I mean, the kid that did it's an a-hole and a punk, and, you know, like, a part of me says deserved to get his ass whooped. Yeah, he did deserve to get his ass whooped. It's just, I'm not going to spend my time going and doing it.
No, right, and again, ultimately, he potentially makes himself vulnerable. That's the thing, J.R. Smith, and I don't mean that he's going to get beat up. I mean that, you know, it could. You never know. Someone loses control of their temper. Crazy things happen, and now you're in trouble.
Mark in the car. What do you got, Mark, on sports?
Hey, guys. Hope you're well. Quick question. So if we start NBA and NHL in July and the playoffs go through the end of October, when does the next season start? Do they go right into the next season?
Nope. We have a wonderful, wonderful fall, Mark, of November, October, November, early December, where we have NFL football, maybe even MLB playoffs if you care, and the NBA free agency and draft, and which is going to be a tricky thing with the college basketball season about to start, but just leave that to the side for a second. But anyway, the NBA and NHL offseason, free agency anyway, let's call it that. The draft is a little trickier. You'll have NBA, NHL free agency, which, you know, the NBA offseason is tremendous. You'll have that in conjunction with football, and maybe baseball playoffs. It'll be a great fall.
And the Masters.
And the Masters, I think, is it Masters?
September, supposedly.
November, I think.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
Yeah, because Augusta's a fall and winter club. You know, the course doesn't play the same during the summer.
And what does that mean? Seven.
Because it gets too hot. The ground gets too hard. They typically play in the cooler. You know, that course is open in the cooler months.
It closes in August?
I don't think they played during the summer there.
Really?
I read this early on when they altered the date of the tournament, that I think during the summer they closed the course.
It just dries out.
Yeah.
Ah, well, there you go. There's our golf expert there. Yes, and it means, caller, that, I mean, just play it out, that the NBA opens up on Christmas Day, big day for them, And maybe the NHL opens up with the Winter Classic January 1st with their big celebration outdoor game. And that's the next season. And the next seasons go deep into next summer. Is everyone okay with that? I know I am.
I can live with it.
Patrick in the car, what are your thoughts on NBA action returning? Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Wanted to say quickly, from the Jordan documentary, you guys remember that Dream Team practice? I think it's pretty widely known, where it was like the older guys versus Jordan and company and the younger crew, and it was pretty heated. I have a feeling that if we don't have fans in the stands, we mic up the players, we're going to get some awesome content from, I don't know, NBA players talking smack to each other and more or less getting good feel inside the game.
Okay,
Patrick. Your thoughts on that?
Okay, I'll give you my thoughts. Thank you for the call. I'm about to yell at you, but I don't take this personally. I've about had it up to here with the mic'd up call. Okay?
This is the new what this about is the ice?
What about the ice?
What about the ice?
Yeah, exactly.
This is the new what about the ice call.
Yeah.
They're not going to allow you to mic them the way you want them to be mic'd. It's not going to happen. It's a pipe dream. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get what you want. It's not going to happen. Stop asking about it. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. They're going to put a delay on the guys, or they're going to beep them out, or the guys that are mic'd know they're going to be mic'd, and they're going to tell everyone around them, and they're not going to get anything interesting. You're not going to get it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but something could slip out, and you could find out who's doing whose wife.
Don't you understand? Again, I'll give you the example for the 18,000th time. What's the example I always use? Yo, you haven't been paying attention?
I don't remember.
Sam Darnold with the New York Jets last year with the New England Patriots.
I see ghosts.
Okay, every time, I use this example, every single time, he said they had him mic'd up during that game. He was getting his ass kicked by the Patriots, and he said, I'm seeing ghosts out there, and ESPN broadcast it, and the Jets had a conniption fit. Sam Darnold had a conniption fit. We can't mic these players. We're not going to allow ESPN to do it. Everyone lost their minds for the most simple, innocuous, nothing comment, I'm seeing ghosts. So if they're not going to allow you, and they don't want you to hear their quarterback saying, I'm seeing ghosts, what makes you think you're going to hear a player say, yeah, I bleeped that, and the bleep, and the bleep, and I bleep him, I'll bleep you. Do you think there's any shot that you're going to get anything good if they're not even going to let you hear I'm seeing ghosts? You're not going to get it. Stop asking about it. It's a pipe dream. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but Felga, what if they put microphones in the guy's sneakers?
Oh, my God.
Like, what if they did that, Felga?
I agree. It's obvious there's no crowd noise, so it's a perfect time to mic the players. We mic them up. Let's hear what they're saying. Do you think they want you to hear what they're saying?
What if the mic's in the ball?
They don't want you to hear what they're saying. They don't want you.
Felga, what if they only did it to the guys wearing Adidas? So that, which is, I think, actually pronounced Adidas, Felga.
How many
what
calls do we get about
only
that?
In the Adidas shoes?
Constantly, yes, I know. It's a good time to mic them. I want to hear what they're saying. And me too, I want to hear what they're saying. They're not going to let you. They don't want you to hear what they're saying. Or if they do, the cutest thing we'll get. It was like, was it Mookie Betts who wore the wire during a spring training game last year?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's in left field talking to the ESPN crew, and there's a ball hit over his head. Oh, wait a minute, guys. I got to go get that. And it was like, oh, ha, ha, oh, my God, that's so cool. That's so fun. They should do this all the time, because all he said was, oh, wait a minute, I got to go get the ball. Like, it's not even that interesting. They don't want you to, don't you understand? They don't want you to hear it. They're going to protect the players, okay? The good stuff is saying what happened to the guy's wife last night when you were on the road in Cleveland. They're not going to let you hear that. They're not going to let you hear it.
You know what they should do is, instead of miking the players, they should mic Felga and Mass.
Damn. Or, yeah, we'll hear what the strategy. No, they're not. No, they're not. First time, you think Belichick, if there's someone mic'd and there's a play call that gets out and that gets out, what do you think Bill's going to do? He's going to lock down the entire perimeter for 6 months. You won't get a sniff of anything. It's not going to happen.
There's some MLB news. You want to hold on to it?
Okay, breaking MLB news with more of your thoughts right after these words.
Ghosts.
Dugger Pass.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150. Win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
A 98.5 to Sports Hub.
Buster, if no deal gets done and no baseball is played in 2020, what could the long-term fallout look like for MLB?
Jay, my conversation with a lot of moderates in the game goes along the lines of this. They're going to get a deal, right? They're going to get a deal done, right? Because to not get a deal done, the consequences are almost unthinkable. It probably would spin baseball into a long cycle of labor problems. Because remember, if there is no baseball in 2020 and the coronavirus is still manifesting in the spring of 2021, they'd have to come up with an agreement then. The collective bargaining agreement is set to expire in December 2021. I have people on the player side saying to me, the players could use the option of striking in order to get what they want. And on the owner's side, there might be some owners feeling like, hey, you know what? We've lost so much money already. We're just going to sit back, wait out the players. And all the while, the enmity, the anger of sports fans across the United States, Canada, around the world will continue to grow that baseball can't get its act together.
So is it possible, Buster Olney last night, is it really possible that baseball may not get their act together and they won't be able to figure this out? They're trying to figure it out. So again, the owner's original proposal was a non-starter, 82 games, massive pay cuts across the board. Players respond, I guess, in the last 24 hours with a totally different proposal, 114 games, which is not a give to the owners. Because the players are played on paid on a prorated basis, so the more games they play, the more they make. The owners make their money in the postseason, not the regular season. So the players say no 114-game season, no pay cuts, full prorated salary. And now, I guess, apparently, Murray, what are you telling us that the owners are preparing something to come back to the players with?
Yeah, so reading from Jeff Passan, ESPN, just tweeting this minutes ago, Major League Baseball intends to propose a shorter season in which they would pay players a full prorated share of their salaries. He follows up by saying the potential season MLB envisions would run somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 regular season games. The exact number is being considered, but the aim would be to return in July. It would be less than half of players' proposed season length.
So what do you think, Maz? I actually think that this is...
I told you this.
But I think this... To me, this sort of brings them closer together, no?
Well, I mean, so Murray, you repeat the beginning to me. Prorated, meaning the players will only have to play 50 or 60 games, but they'll still only get that amount of pay.
So again, I'll just read it. So MLB intends to propose shorter season, which they would pay players full prorated share of their salaries. The league believes the late March agreement allows it to set the schedule, and this would fulfill players' pro-rata desire.
So okay. The owners are giving on the pro-rated salary thing. They're not saying...
Right, but they're cutting the games.
Massively.
Yeah, down at 50. I started to wonder if this is where they were headed. They want to play like a 60-game regular season, and then we'll get the playoffs in, so we get our money, you get a little bit of yours, and then we're all good. Like, I'm not shocked by it. I mean, maybe now, at least now we're getting... some little back and forth here, but 60 games, wow, the owners don't want to play, Mike. Right. That's what I take out of it.
Isn't this just a shell game, really? Like, okay, we're going to give you the money, but it's way less games than you wanted, so it kind of evens out anyway, it feels like.
Yeah, they don't want to play the regular season. They don't, because there's no money in it for them. And so now they're trying to whittle the regular season down to virtual nothingness. So now look, the players come up and say, well, we'll play 114 games. And the owners say, well, actually, we want 60 or 50. And so I wonder, like, if you're the players, do you sort of throw up your hands at some point and say, so now you want me to put my health at risk for 50 games? Like, I'm not sure they're getting closer together. I mean, I need to see what the next answer is from the players. Maybe they knew the owners were going to go here. But it feels to me like the players are saying, no, we want prorated for 114. We want something close to two-thirds of our salary. And the owners are saying, no, we'll give you basically what amounts to a third, but that's it.
Well, so, but here's why I say it's movement in that before they hadn't even agreed on the method of payment. In other words, you know, first the owners floated revenue sharing.
Right.
Then the owners said massive pay cuts, grading scale. The more you make, the bigger percentage you're going to take. And the players responded by saying, no, we're taking our full prorated salary. Well, so now at least the owners have said, okay, full prorated salary. So now they agree, or they're both willing to do prorated salaries. Now the owners are at 50 games. The players are at 114, right? So that's obviously a difference of 60-something games. If they cut it in the middle, that's 80. You know, is there a path there? Now they're arguing over the number of games.
Yeah, but I would say if they cut it to 80, then the owners go back to where the players were at the beginning, right? Which is prorated for half the season. We get half our salaries. I think it's about the sheer dollars now. And when I say that, I mean the owners clearly have some sort of formula where they say, if we play two-thirds of the season, and I'm just throwing this number out there, and we're paying the salaries at 30%, it's going to cost us $2 billion. Okay, I'm just throwing the numbers out, so don't hold me to the numbers.
Yeah.
So instead they say, well, we'll pay them the $2 billion, but we're only going to play 60 games now. So if that's what they want, prorated, then we'll give it to them, but that means we're going to play a 60-game schedule, and the dollar number that for us remains the same. You can package it however you want, but the dollar number is the dollar number.
How many games do they have to play for you to consider it a real baseball season?
I mean, I would say, you know, to me, get under the current structure, half. So 60 gets an asterisk. I mean, there's no two ways about it if you're going by the traditional formula. Now, look, a lot of people would tell you that in baseball, 2 months usually gives you enough time to determine who the good teams are and who the bad teams are. We say it every year when we talk about teams at the start of the year. Let me know where they are on Memorial Day and we'll figure it out 2 months in. If you're in it on Memorial Day, then you're probably a pretty good team. So 2 months in theory is enough time, but based on the history of the game, I don't think there's any question it would be the shortest season ever, right? It wouldn't even, I think it blows anything else out of the water.
It's not a season. 50 games
right.
Is not a season.
It's not even a half season.
It's not a season. And I'll take anything. I'll watch anything. So it's like I just feel that qualifier by saying, you know, I'm going to consume whatever baseball and all these sports put in front of me. I'm going to consume it. So I'm not like, it's not like I won't watch that. Of course I'm going to watch it. I'm going to follow it. I'm going to cover it. And we're going to talk about it. And whether it's 50 games or 150 games. But I'm sorry, 50 games is not that ain't no season.
No.
To me, 80 games is kind of a season. They've had strike years where they've played, you know, not 80, but
it's closer to the bone of what they normally
it's
go.
It's a half season.
50's real fake. That's silly.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what's good about it, if you want to say what's good, is that the games now mean something. And I've been a proponent. I've told you, split the season into two halves, create more urgency so teams can't just manage their pitching staff and their roster all the time. No, we're playing for the long haul. Too much of that in baseball. So now I think you're going to get guys who are going to play every day because every game matters. And so you'll see teams, if this pans out and they end up with a deal, you'll go balls to the wall. And the 50 games that they play will all count. It's better for the Red Sox because there's a greater likelihood that a team as flawed as they are could be good over a short sample versus a long one. And so maybe they can, you know, make some noise, get off to a good start and sneak into the playoffs, especially if they expand. So it'll keep more teams in it. That's for sure. But in terms of an actual measure of who the best team is compared to other baseball seasons, not even close.
I'm just not smart enough to figure it out. Is the fact that the owners are saying okay on prorated salaries actually a good thing? Or is the fact that they're, 64 games apart, is that a bad thing? Again, I guess we'll find out in the next couple days. You guys have some thoughts? Leo in West Roxbury. Go ahead, Leo.
Yes, I have a question. Sounds crazy, but would it be possible for the owners to call up minor league ball players and finish the season out just this season?
Yes, absolutely. They could bring in the minor leaguers. They're not in the union, right, Mass? You could bring in college players. You could bring in minor league players, scabs, if you will, and play out the year.
Well, except you do have a bargaining agreement right now, right? It's not like you don't have one. I mean, I think that that would then open them up to some sort of suit. In other words, if a major league player wanted to play and they could come to it, well, I see what you're saying. No, they don't have a deal. I don't know, Mike. Good question.
Yeah, and would people watch? Would people care? Like I said,
well, I think you're going to get some measure of this anyway, because some of these guys aren't going to come back and play, especially if it's 50 or 60 games. Like, is Mike Trout, is he going to play for what amounts to, you know, and I say, you know, not that it's anything to sneeze at, but Mike Trout's number, if they play a third of the schedule, will come in somewhere around $12 million. He's already said he was going to spend time away from the game anyway because his wife's expecting. So does Mike Trout just look at it and say, you want me to come back, put myself at risk when my wife is pregnant for one-third of my salary? F you, I'm staying at home.
Matt, well, the FU is definitely coming from the players. That I can guarantee. Matt in the car. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, you know, I don't really have an opinion on, you know, prograding what the best path forward is. But, you know, here's the thing. Am I the only one sitting here that is just amazed at how dumb and naive and stupid the MLB is? You know, it's a dead sport. You know, you're talking to a 25-year-old kid. Nobody really cares over the age of 55. And that, you know, I know that's not a fact. I know.
Matt, it's close. The demos are like that. It's true.
And so here's the thing. They can't figure it out. I mean, this is their one shot to make something good of a terrible situation. I'm watching a John Madden 1999 Packers versus 49ers game, and you know what I would do for any type of good sporting event right now?
Are you kidding me? I'm watching German soccer with cardboard cutout fans in the stands and fake noise on the broadcast, for crying out loud. Well, so this thing about the 50-game season, it's not a real season. I'll watch the crap out of it, and you know what? It might not be a real season, and that might be a good thing. It might be better. Yeah, it might be better, Maz, to your point. This is John in Oakham. I think it's your point. Go ahead, John.
So my question was, and this is sort of a two-parter. One, would shortening the season, if we get it, you know, if we treat it in sort of this whole coronavirus, what can we experiment with to make it better, would shortening the season permanently closer to like an NHL, NBA length season, would that increase the interest in baseball, you think, making the games more important?
Yes, but no shot that that happens. No shot.
Right.
It would definitely increase interest. It would definitely make it a tighter, more urgent product, which it desperately needs, but there's no way they'll do it because the game is dependent on content, on volume, on what am I trying to say?
On regional cable networks.
But on the amount of product, on the amount of games. So the amount of
inventory. Inventory.
Inventory is the exact word I was looking for, Anthony. Thank you. It's based on inventory, both the number of games they give the regional sports networks and the number of games they draw gate and concessions and all those things for. So they are never going backwards. No sport is. Not going to, maybe basketball. They've talked about trimming a few games, but including like a midseason tournament or something like that. But for all intents and purposes, these leagues are not going backwards in terms of inventory. They're only going the opposite way. But would it make it more interesting and compelling, a shorter season? Of course it would.
Hell yeah, because again, they'd actually have to play hard for the whole time, and they'd have to manage differently and coach it differently. And you know, the other thing is, I do wonder about the analytics now biting someone in the ass, because the analytics are all based on long-term models. And so now here you go.
That'd be great.
So good, man. So true.
Isn't that like, so now here you go. We're playing 50 games, guys. So you want to keep swinging for the fences and you go 0 for 40 over a week? Well, you just porked us right out of the playoffs.
The algorithm was for 162 games. This doesn't compute.
Exactly.
Computers blowing up everywhere in front offices across Major League Baseball.
And this is why I think that they need to change the rules in baseball. Again, they need to change everything. They need to change parameters, all kinds of stuff, because all the analytics, all the data is based on long models. So this is part of the reason why I like the two half seasons, 80 games. The metrics are all different in 80 games than they are in 160 games, or, you know, some of them are, not all of them. But again, change the rules. Put a man on second base and start every inning. What are the metrics on that? How often do you score? Like, you know, and how big is the sample? We need more time. We need more time. And then change the rules again. If you keep changing them, the geeks won't be able to keep up.
Thoughts on this at 617-779-0985. And I mentioned the cardboard cutout fans and fake crowd noise in German soccer. We had a Taylor Twellman joined us earlier and had some interesting thoughts on the impact of crowdless games in Germany and what that means over here when we get sports going back again. We'll hit on that right after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
You can listen to Felger and Mass on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We know we miss the fans. We don't need reminding of by as an empty seat. I'll remember John who used to sit there. But it's just for the experience of as a TV viewer. It seems to work.
But it's fake. It's fake. You can't make isn't it like you're watching a film on German television and Clint Eastwood is speaking German? You can't have sound in a stadium. What is that about? What do you do? We'll do that in Norway then. We have an average crowd of 4,000. Can you send us some sound then from America or what?
See, Dan, he's only been working with us for less than a month, and he's all this grumpiness has rubbed off on him already.
Clearly.
European Felger and Mass, German Felger and Mass.
Klaus and Wilhelm, 98.5, the Deutschland home.
But carping about the fake crowd and the fake fans in the Bundesliga.
I wonder if they do all the same kind.
Get it through your skull, Stormkopf. They did it. They did it. This blitzkrieg of fake crowd noise should be verboten. Get it through your skulls. Hello, you hear me? They did it.
STOOPID. Stupid.
How many times do I have to say it, Klaus? They had the guy. They had him.
There is a bit here brewing of German Felger and Mass. But they're complaining about it over there in Germany, too, or they're debating it anyway. So we had Taylor Twellman. We had Taylor Twellman on earlier because he, you know, he thinks it's really impacted the play over there. And again, we hear the fake crowd noise on TV. If you're watching the games, they pipe it through the broadcast. You don't hear it in the stadium. So it's an empty stadium. And Twellman thinks it's really impacted the play over there. He says it's really affected the home-road balance. Just give me that take, Jimmy.
For the pandemic, it was about 48% of the time the home teams would win. Going into this past weekend, it was only 18%. Now, after a couple results, now it's over, whatever, 22, 23%. But when you talk to some of the players over there, they said it's just extremely deflating walking out of the locker room, walking through the tunnel. You've got the anthem playing. You've got all the music playing that normally is there. You walk out and you look up, and you're at 45, 50, 60, 70,000 seat stadiums, and there's no one there. So it's completely taken away the home field advantage. Now, all three, you know this because you watch the NFL as religiously. When you talk about gambling aspect, the home field advantage is roughly 3, 3.5 points. You guys know that. What's very interesting to me over the last 48 to 72 hours is what I'm hearing from the NFL people that are watching this intently is that they've noticed from the first three weekends that, you know what, we may be better off having 33, 45, 55% capacity, maybe better in the stands for the NFL regular season than nothing at all, because that means home field advantage is gone. It's completely changed, Mike, the complexion of the league, the competition. The English Premier League is supposed to start June 20th, June 27th, whatever that may be. They are talking about that impacting their relegation battles, which turns out to be roughly about $400 to $750 million in range. And now they're saying, well, wait a minute. If home field advantage is affected by not having fans in the stands, that changes the competition. It's actually impacted the bottom line of our clubs.
Taylor.
A lot of people in the soccer world around the world are surprised at how grossly different 48% to 22%. And listen, if it's one weekend, Mike, I get it. But now we're at three or four weekends through this. It's obviously had a huge impact on the play.
So it's taken away home field advantage, which in soccer is very, very big. Just like it is here in the sports at home, like football and basketball. So that's wiped that out. But why? I mean, how much is crowd noise? Here in basketball especially, crowd noise is important. I think it influences officiating. But are you telling me the players are this weak? And in football, there's a practical element of snap count, you know, defensive players getting a jump off the ball versus the other side not. Like, there's a practical thing there.
You can affect false starts, things of that nature.
Yes. Okay. In soccer? Is it just weak-minded soccer players? And I thought I'd say that, you know, I didn't have this when Taylor was with that. I don't want to insult the man. He's a soccer player. But
he was a guest.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, it's, soccer players have a stereotype, weak-minded ninnies. So what? They just walk out in the stadium and they're sad because there's not enough fan. And it turns out, well, Murray asked this exact question. Go ahead, Jimmy.
With these Bundesliga games, is it just that the road teams are able to pick up on defensive tendencies or changes because it's not as loud, or is it because the home team is just sad because it's not the same atmosphere? Because I feel like it's the latter.
It's actually the latter. It actually is the latter because you don't gain that extra. You know, I hate using the percentages, but 7 to 10% from the crowd being behind you. When you watch Dortmund play, here's an example. Behind the goal, Borussia Dortmund has 45,000 fans. It's the black and yellow wall.
Yep. Wow.
Bayern, Schalke, those teams go there. You've now gained an advantage because you're not seeing 65,000 breathing. It really is, no pun intended, the home team being sad with the situation and completely deflating it. But the ambiance and the energy is such a huge part of this sport. It's eerily similar to American football. What's going to be interesting for me, guys, is what does the NBA playoffs look like with no crowds? Like, are you really going to do the just regular audio from squeaks and saying, hey, pick left, pick right, get under, get over? Like, after 72 games, Felger, I'm over that.
Yeah.
I'd rather have like some rap music going on or something.
Okay, but sad soccer players?
So in a way, I feel vindicated because I always did feel like I'd like to think, and this is one of the reasons I've wanted the noise, and it sucks that there won't be any crowds, is like I'd like to think that the crowd does affect certain sporting events. And
this kind of proves that
it does.
Do.
It definitely does.
So look, Mike, you don't think
it shouldn't be that much.
Well, I don't think it takes much to if the crowd's all geeked up to give you a little extra adrenaline. I don't think that that's wrong. I think that that is. Now, look, we can say ideally it shouldn't take it, but when the crowd's all geeked up and they're behind you, and I think you got a little more juice.
I mean, obviously, like I get what you're saying. These are professional athletes and adults where they're sad. Because they walk on the field, there's no one out there. Like, why don't you just focus about the guy on the other side of the field?
So, I, you know, Honestly, like, I wouldn't say that they're
sad. They're sad German soccer players.
Like, they're rubbing their eyes crying.
Where is,
like,
everybody?
But I think they don't have quite the same energy and jump as when their crowd is there. I think that's how I would describe it.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. You're making millions of dollars. Go out there and beat the guy across the field from you. Who cares if there's someone in the stands or not?
Go out. It's another thing that bodes well for the Patriots, though, if it's true. Go out there. They got a young quarterback.
Kick the ball. What are you, a bunch of Hannahs?
Jared and Drake has been waiting patiently for something. Go ahead, Jared. Jared. His comment line says...
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, go.
So, have you guys been watching NASCAR?
No.
You haven't. Come on. I mean, it's one of the only sports on right now.
I know.
So,
yeah.
So I've been watching it since I grew up, and none of my friends, they've always made fun of me growing up. Like, it's just a turn left.
They should make fun of you.
Yes, and I agree. But now all of them have been betting, putting on money every single weekend, and I think it's pretty exciting. I think you guys should be talking about it. Okay. I think you guys...
Jared, let me just stop you. Thanks for the call. As horny as I am for sports, it doesn't reach that. I'm not that hard up.
I don't know how much you care about it, Wilhelm, but oh, should I go out to the Autobahn, go vroom, vroom for 3 hours? Get out of here. It's not a sport.
We start doing NASCAR. I'm going to start doing the shows from my car.
No, it's out. If that's what I have to do, I'm going to go sell insurance. I'm going to go to law school. I'm going to do something. I do have a break point. And my break point is...
Video games.
Video games and auto sports.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it. Like, if I've got to watch someone play a video game and comment on that, these esports things, oh, my God, I'm done. I'm out of the business. Or auto racing. That's it. I'm out. I just can't. That's my breaking point.
I don't know. Mike Gordon looked a little loose in the kink.
Yeah, all right. Final word comes your way right after this.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go, that's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair
Nobody,
Tire.
Jim.
Nobody. All right, well, this started last week, and I think we could certainly use a cheap laugh today. So here's a few minutes of me mocking Maz when it comes to his precious and beloved Jimmy Garoppolo.
Nice. This is in German, right?
That's the capper at the end.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
You can pull me up there, Jimmy. Go ahead. Hello.
Doo-doo-doo.
Hello. We have a bit of an issue.
I guess you didn't. No, he didn't have a driver in his bag, did you?
All right, let's cheese.
My fault.
All right, here we go.
That's a difference.
I guess you didn't. No, he didn't have a driver in his bag, did you? Tom Senior's probably calling TV shows or reporters somewhere. It's great. The wheel is spinning again. That's what we needed. Thank God.
You know who would have used his driver, Mike? I hate to bring it up. I know. They had the guy. They had him.
And he would have used his driver. It doesn't matter if people didn't think he'd be good off the tee box. Bill thought he'd be good out of the tee box. Bill thought he could do it.
Jimmy G. The right answer is Jimmy G.
I was going to say. Murray, so how do you feel about the new vaccine that they've been developing here?
I hate to keep going back to it, Mike, but they had the guy. They've never drafted a quarterback that high before. They've never drafted. Bill found him. Bill found him.
Murray, how do you feel about the new Major League Baseball proposal to the players?
Mike, you know I always do this. I always go back to it. They had Jimmy G. They had the next guy.
No. I was asking about the baseball players, the baseball proposal.
I don't know, Mike. The next guy. That's the most important thing. You can't put a price on that. They had him. They'd never taken a quarterback that high before in the second round. Bill believed they found the next guy. It doesn't matter what the baseball players want or what they're looking for. They had the next guy in Jimmy G.
Murray, how do you feel about this highlighter that I have? You think it's a good brand, this universal highlighter?
It's not the color that I'm looking for, Mike. What they had was the guy. They had the guy after Brady.
The German Maz would say what, Murray?
It's fake.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry to go back to it, Mike. They had the guy. They had him. They had never drafted him. They never had a quarterback until the second round. They had the guy after Brady. Bill had found the guy. I'm telling you, Mike. I hate to go back to it. But they had him. They had him in Garoppolo.
Exactly.
It all goes back to Jimmy G.
That's tremendous. Next level.
Very good.
Telling you, Klaus, they had him. He was a wunderkind.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.